Today, our prayer focus continues arts to entertainment and sports, and the topic is dance competitions. Over 26 million people in the U.S. participate in dance, but they have a hard time numbering those who compete. Competitions can be in studios. There's over 55,000 of them in the U.S. The college dancing competitions, the USA Dancing Corporation oversees that. Professional dancers are identified as over 18,000 that they are aware of. Then there are youth dance competitions that have skyrocketed in the last 20 years. And there's been considerable growth in dance competitions among all age groups. Now, Dancing with the Stars may have added to the interest, which started in 2005, and possibly even America's Got Talent. With this growing desire to participate in an active sport, let's pray for those involved. Specifically, we had one here in our county. In Rancho Cucamonga, from the school Los Osos High School, they had a dance team that performed on America's Got Talent in 2024. And their captain committed suicide several weeks after the performance. So it's close to home. Now, we're not sure all the details of why this person did that. Her name was Emily Gold. But we do know that competition can breathe some pressure. So, Father, we just thank you for the different types of competitive dance, including the wide range of styles, the ones that are common, the solo, duet, trios, or group, the dance styles, jazz, contemporary classic, lyrical, hip-hop, street style. We know that they are creative and they use all sorts of things, ballet, they use jazz, they use expression to describe a story or music. Some use acrobatics, some use high energy, cheer motions, technical hip-hop tricks. Some use palms, some are theatrical and thematic and use props. Others use all kinds of other things. There's the folklore, the ballroom dancing, you name it. We know that it's out there, Father. And so we just lift up all the people that are involved. Those that teach how to dance, those that choreograph how to dance, those who sell dancing lessons and have dance studios. We pray for those that are dancing in the competitions about the pressures to win. We pray that they would keep it natural and that they would learn how to gracefully lose, how to learn that not everyone can be first place, and how to accept other people's places without feeling bad about themselves. We pray for the balance of work and life. We pray the relationships within the groups or the competitors is healthy. We pray there's mental health awareness about the pressures and the different things that they are facing. We pray for music with good morals. We pray for safety, practice with boundaries, that the amount of time necessary would be done in order to make the moves so that they wouldn't harm their bodies, that the dance moves would be fun and entertaining but modest, that the coaches that help choreograph would be creative in their challenges but also coupled with ample stretching, healthy competitions, no violent behavior, no drugs or alcohol allowed to ensure the dancers' protection. We pray for environments where these are held to have substantial security in place. We thank you, God, for this. We know that it is good to dance physically, that there are significant improvements to our cardiovascular health and a variety of other benefits. And we pray, God, that those who do dance will do it with knowledge, experience, discernment, and be very careful in the songs that they're listening to, knowing that those words will continue to play in their minds for later. And we just continue to thank you, God, that you are the one who made our bodies and made us able to dance. In Jesus' name, amen.